Hey, it's Kids Buckle. I've had a brilliant day today. Took the boat from the marina at Cropredy up to a boatyard at Fenny Compton. Now, on the road, which I had to do because I have to swap cars around so that there's a car at the other end to pick us up, on the road it took 12 minutes to go from one place to the other. On the boat, I think it was the best part, 4 hours, really. I mean, we were doing it at a leisurely pace, but, 4 hours. So, I can see why narrowboats sort of didn't cut the mustard for the modern world. But, God, it was a lovely 4 hours. We went through a really picturesque part of the canal. It's a bit called the Fenny Compton Tunnel. It's not a tunnel at all. It's a tunnel of trees, really. And it's just so beautiful, but it's really narrow. And so there are bits where, you know, quite busy today. There's some boats coming the other way and you just have to sit and wait for them because there's just not wide enough for two boats to go through it. And all the locks on the Oxford Canal are single. I don't know about all of them, but certainly on this trip, they are single boat locks. As if you used the Grand Union, you can get sort of two boats side by side in those locks, but no way on the Oxford Canal. And they're quite tight to get the boats in, so it's quite a bit of bumping. I was taking my boat to be blacked, so my brother's been teasing me all day that I'm going to need it blacked tonight every 3 months for the amount that I scrape the sides and stuff. It was quite exciting. The people that are going to do the work on my boat actually fitted the boat out 15 years ago, and they've hardly seen it since. They were quite curious to get it back and laughing because it's still got the original curtains. I haven't really done anything much to the boat. I was waiting for this set of maintenance to happen. So things are going to happen this week, hopefully. They're going to do as much as they can in my week slot has got the boatyard. They're going to re-black the bottom, going to repaint the engine area and re-weld some of the top where the cover goes down over the engine. And what else are they doing? Oh, they're going to open up the water tank and re-line it and then reseal it and put a proper cap on it. We've not been using the water from the tank to drink. It's all right for showers and what have you, but not been drinking it because it's covered with a fairy washing up liquid bottle chopped in half. Hasn't got a proper cap on it. So he's going to fix like stupid little bodge jobs that have been done, I think, by the previous owners. And another one, that the waste tank, is probably too much information. The waste tank, the safety certificate changed a while ago to say you had to have a wider vent on the waste tank. And somebody's sort of bodged it and put this horrible pipe in. It's like white sort of plumbing pipe going out and on the side of the boat. So he's going to get rid of that and put a proper pipe in that's more fitting for a narrow boat and won't stick out the side like a kind of sad drain pipe. And he's going to reseal the tank properly, which, it's just so nice to know. What else? So I've been waiting for all these sort of basic maintenance things to come. Then I'm just going to enjoy the boat for the summer and hopefully then get it booked in at some point over the winter to have the kitchen refitted. And then some point next year get it repainted and then I'll rename it. But I can't decide. Oh, I'm still sort of deciding what to do about repainting it. I seem to have had lots of differing stories about whether to hand paint it because you get more paint on the boat, or whether to strip it right back to the steel and hand paint it, or strip it right back to the steel and spray paint it, which kind of gives you that kind of more glossy looking finish. So I'm not really sure what to do yet, but there's plenty of time to think about it and also choose the colour and my ghost lower stripes. But it's all fun, really. I'm loving it. In case you can't tell by the millions of Instagram pictures. And, Oh, did I say that the lady said that I've got the original curtains still on the boat? So we've taken them off and washed them since I bought it. But the boat's pretty, it's got all the furniture and everything on it. None of it is mine. So I'm just kind of knocking about in it and changing bits bit by bit when I know what I want and when I've saved some money to pay for these things. So it's a bit of a project, really. Talking of projects. Kind of like the shop was going up and down the canals. He keeps seeing all these canal side businesses. But there's a pig farm for sale at Adderbury, where I stayed a couple of weeks ago. I think I'll post pictures of pigs. Apparently it's for sale. God, it's hugely tempting. I'd carry on doing my digital stuff and just have a few piggies. That would be cool, wouldn't it? I love pigs. Bye.